This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2315. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded October 2nd, Argentina, Australia, Canada, China, Congo DR, Cuba, East Turkestan, Finland, France, Germany, Ghana, Indonesia, Kaliningrad, Korea North, Madagascar, Marshall Islands, Monaco, Myanmar, Nepal, North America, Poland, Puerto Rico, Taiwan, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Gabriel Gomez in Uruguay tells us about a meeting there hosting two prominent broadcasters and DXers from neighboring Argentina. At the Radio Club Uruguayo, there were appearing Adrián Coró, director of RAI and of LRA 36 Antarctica, and the director of public radio in Argentina, Dr. Daniel Ayala, also does the Radioactividades program. Adrián Coró made clear that RAI still has plans to return to Argentina itself on shortwave. But funding it is not a minor problem. For clarification, this refers to resuming shortwave from one of their own transmitters rather than relying on relays by WRMI. However, there does not seem to be any immediate prospect of this happening, nor with LRA 36 returning to the air. Tim Tromp in Western Michigan pulls in some amazing medium wave DX, such as one of the many low-power Australian stations on 1611 kHz. Many of them run 400 watts, and this is one of them, but it's about as far as you can get from Michigan in Albany, Western Australia. It's called Gold Music. He was able to match what he was hearing with the web stream and a nearby remote receiver to this particular station. Furthermore, the offset frequency would also be a way of identifying this, 1611.0269. The time was 1124 UT on September 26th, at a distance of 17.765 megameters, as reported to IRCA, and he had an equally strong, still unidentified carrier on 1610.9882. Oh, his equipment in Michigan, a Perseus Jaguar and a 140-foot DCAS antenna at 320 degrees. Via Medium Wave News, John Perkins of the Southern Ontario and Western New York Group reports about CINA 1650 in Mississauga, Ontario. They've applied to the CRTC on the 14th of July to lower their power, since a lease is up and they have to change to a different transmitter site. They have been running 5 kilowatts daytime and 680 watts at night, but the application is for 400 watts only, day and night. Colin Newell in BC has been working on a project with Ian McFarland, and he says, I've now released a teaser. Episode 1 of the SWL Digest 2025, featuring the veteran of RCI, BBC, CBC, and NHK, Ian McFarland. March 1991 was his final broadcast on RCI, but we're back, baby. No further details at the moment, but I think they plan to have a program on WRMI. Rick Barton in Arizona was hearing the Chinese utility station XSQ in CW interfering with WRMI on 17790, but among his many receivers only on a Zenith Transoceanic R7000-1, not the other radios, so he says probably an image. A ship-to-shore coastal station in Guangzhou. On another receiver, he had it paralleled on 16880. Aha, as I point out, that's 910 kHz away, and that's the typical image production of twice the IF of a receiver. 2 times 455 equals 910 kHz between 16880 and 17790. Oh, this was September 24th at 1700. Dan Robinson forwards the latest newsletter from Radio Kahuzi in the DR Congo, which used to be on shortwave 6210. He says it seems to confirm that any return to shortwave by this religious station is likely far off in the future. I don't see any mention of shortwave, but they're talking about the terrible conditions in Bukavu, 211 days and counting, since it was occupied by rebels. That is the M23. Evidently, they continue to broadcast locally on FM. Radio Havana, Cuba continues to appear on some of these frequencies on a very unreliable basis. 6000-9710, 11760, 13780, 15140, and 15230. Tony Pavick in British Columbia has these comments. Just as many have spoken about Voice of America being a great soft power, RHC has exactly the same potential, particularly amongst the English-speaking audience. In spite of the revolution, Cuba still retains a certain romanticism through things such as Cuban music. While its news programs and political programs are exactly what you would expect from a communist country, they tend to be far less dry than that which had been heard from the Warsaw Pact countries so many years ago, and much less so than that which is heard on Radio Moscow, even much more less so than heard currently on Voice of Korea. It is, however, the music and non-political shows on RHC that stand out. A perfect example of this was the show Havana Portraits, which I logged the other night at midnight 29 UT on 11760, which told an anecdote about Ernest Hemingway and his connections to the city of Havana and Cuba itself. Tony Pavick says the potential for RHC is incredible, even under the current regime, so I wish them all good luck in returning to the air on a regular schedule, with lots of good programs and good modulation. As for QAnon, Radio Martí, or La Voz del Trumpismo, it was missing on October 1st. We figured to do with the U.S. government shutdown. However, it was back on the air on October 2nd. The daytime frequencies, as usual, 13605, 11930, and 11860, from Grimesland, also known as Greenville. At 15 UT, 1 hour only, both Voice of Korea and China Radio International are scheduled in English on 15245. However, October 1st, I was only hearing China via East Turkestan on exactly 15245. If you do hear another English broadcast from North Korea, it's offset, last measured in May on 15245.244, but no sign of it this time. About the possibility of reactivating another frequency on medium wave reserved for Finland, 963 kHz. This from Jari Lehtinen of SDXL via Dave Kenny, British TX Club, and Medium Wave Circle. The authorities have made a decision regarding the Alpha Media Group's operating license. It must start analog radio operations in accordance with the license on the PORI frequency granted to it by the 1st of June 2026 at the latest. Otherwise, the license will expire. Still no exact info about what the problem is in PORI or whether it can be fixed. France, Mike Cooper in Atlanta says, I consistently hear an annoying wobbling sound about 5 times per second on RFI transmissions in French on 21690 between 12 and 13 UT, and perhaps later in Swahili. Has anyone else noticed this, or can it be explained? I don't believe it's a jammer. The sound is not there unless the carrier is on. I don't hear it on other RFI frequencies. Michel Frémy of Facebook Radio Magazine replies, expect more strange noises from RFI TDF Issoudun antennas. The antennas will serve as an émetteur du radar transhorizon, that is, over-the-horizon radar. An experimental agreement has been signed between the Defense Innovation Agency, ONERA, and TDF. The mini Transat yacht race from France to the Canary Islands, the first leg of it, has resumed after an hurricane delay, and so have weather broadcasts daily at 15 UT on 17545 from Issoudun, France. They're also on 7340, although when I listened it was only on the higher frequency. It can be heard rather well at the remote end of the Azores and even in eastern North America. There's weather information in French and then in English. It's like weather maps except in verbal form. Are the racers supposed to copy down all this data and draw their own maps? Many of us have been hearing these since September 27th. It can be up to almost a full hour long, but sometimes they're much shorter. Sometimes, after the weather data, they play up to half an hour of music. 17545. Here's the website for more info, including a map showing the position of the various boats. www.manytransat, that's one word, .fr. Bill Telford provides his October schedule for his programs via Channel 292 from the Isle of Music. It's on Friday, October 10th at 17 on 6070 and at 21 on 3955. Repeated Saturday the 11th at 17 on 9670, beamed toward Africa. And exactly 1 week later, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot on October 17th and 18th. Mike Cooper forwards two stories from newsghana.com. On September 26th, Communications Minister Samuel Narte George threatens broadcasting crackdown as 224 licensed stations fail to operate. Thus, nearly 30%. The story goes into some detail about the reasons, and an accompanying one on September 26th is headlined, Ghana Broadcasting Faces Collapse as Digital Shift Decimates Revenue. Ron Howard's latest report on his monitoring of Indonesia as of September 30th. 7205, RRI Program 3, tune in at 10:15 until tuned out at 10:35. He was hearing it direct at the beach near Monterey. He says it was not on the air at 10:00. On 7289.93, RRI Nabiri Program 1, tune in at 0750 until tune out at 0935, heard at the beach. Easy listening songs and Islamic songs and an Islamic segment at 0848 to 0859. On 7780, Voice of Indonesia via WRMI, tune in at 0940 till out at 10:00. In English, with mostly music, indigenous, instrumental, and pop songs. Fairly good reception. And on 9690, Voice of Indonesia. Tune in at 10:01 UT, heard at the beach, but very poor signal. They had the RRI song Mars Angkasawan, Radio Republik Indonesia. He says, this low-powered station is a real challenge to hear at the beach. I'm happy to report that while listening via remotes in Indonesia, the former audio problem of garbling has recently been fixed, and the audio quality is now much better. Filed under Kaliningrad, believed to be the site of Russian pirate radio on 3940. This from Roger in Germany. This about the program called Radio Wagner, on the air Saturday at 1904 UT. According to ChatGPT, a transcript of the broadcast. What it's about, basically? A political commentary harshly criticizing the Russian Central Bank and former reformers like Anatoly Chubais. The main claim is that the Russian Central Bank, by purchasing U.S. dollars, euros, and Western bonds, has in effect been financing the West and indirectly the Ukrainian armed forces who are fighting against Russia. Korea North Non, Ron Howard reports on 7340 National Unity Radio, or National Unification Broadcasting of the Unification Media Group, broadcasting from Taiwan to North Korea, heard Monday, September 29th at 12:38 for 1 minute, mostly in Korean, but also briefly in English, with this quotation, peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding, according to Albert Einstein. Fairly good with light North Korean jamming. He says these days it's good to still be able to hear any of these stations broadcasting to North Korea. The Arabic broadcast of Madagascar World Voice Radio Fida is easily heard here on 11610 after 22 UT. But on September 26th, it was missing. Dmitry Mezin replies, it was temporarily off the air because of unrest in Madagascar. And Stephen Luce found a story at RFI. The unrest in Madagascar is related to power and water cuts. Deadly protests have erupted. But they were back on a day or two later. And at the same hour after 22 UT, September 30th, I was hearing a much poorer signal in Portuguese from MWV on 9765. The media magazine You Monitor with Your Mind, World of Radio 2315, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks this week for generous financial support from Jim Snow on St. Simon's Island, Georgia. or send a check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. He says, I'm sending this donation to help continue your great work in promoting our hobby. I've been a listener to your program since you first began many years ago. I'm 83 years old, and I've been SWLMDX for since 1955. Now I listen mostly via remotes on my iPad. Thanks for all you do in these depressing times. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Marshall Islands, in New Zealand DX Times, Brian Clark says, a highlight was a QSL from V7AB, 1098 kHz for medium wave country, number 125 verified. This station is regularly audible on 1098 here in Northland through co-channel 3ZB. According to the QSL from William Ring at V7AB, Radio Majuro, we actually are using our 10 kilowatt transmitter at the moment. Our 25 kilowatt transmitter is standby for backup system in case the 10 kilowatt fails. Monaco Nan, from Christian Gibaudot, medium wave info via medium wave news. The current information about Monaco's medium wave transmitters, which are actually across the border in France. The 40 kilowatt on 1557 is only in use for emergencies from Col de la Madone, but the megawatt on 1467 at Roumoule, France, carries TWR Europe at 2115 until off at 2300 in Arabic and Kabyle. And here's another non, Myanmar. Two clandestines from the UAE site Dabaya, reported by Rob Wagner in Australia, NASFA flash sheet, 17510, September 12th at 1230 to 1255, Ms. Zima Radio in Burmese to Southeast Asia, commentaries and news. He says returning after an absence and on a new frequency, excellent signal. And then on 17720, Shan News Radio, also via UAE, signing on at 1300 in Burmese. A good signal, but with hum in the background, on September 12th. In Asian DX Review, Babul Gupta reports two NIDs in the Nepali language. So, could they be from Nepal? They're not listed anywhere. 3960, September 24th, at 0244. And 5545, September 24th, at 0300, a while talking about the new prime minister. From somewhere in North America, station YHWH, the Antichrist Pirate, on 7475. Ron Howard reports it was on the air early, at 0254 UT, September 27th, heard via remote in Colorado. And even earlier on September 28th, already on at 0205 with a good signal, very readable via Palomar remote in Southern California, and still at 0410. And several more logs of YHWH from Rick Barton in Arizona, 23 September at 0330, gone by 0415. 24 September at 0400 in progress, faded and gone by 0530. September 26th at 0330, faded and gone after 0500, and September 29th at 0140 in progress at TuneIn, and seemed to fade away just after 0500. September 29th, I found WRMI 17790 still on the air after 2200 with news in English about Poland. Yes, it was Polish Radio External Service that scheduled during that hour on WRN. But it's unclear whether WRMI is supposed to be relaying WRN at that time, but it was off the air by 2220, so not sure whether it was intentional. However, on October 1st, we again heard Poland on 17790 from 2200, and it lasted past 2230. About this, Uncle Bill Tilford comments, Polish radio, which I mention in my next shortwave program spotlight in the NASFA Journal, deserves to be triaged in any WRN relays via WRMI. The nuances of Polish relations with Germany, Ukraine, Belarus, and NATO generally are as intricate as they are sobering, and the station captures all that better than Western media. I see on the WRN North American stream schedule there are 4 one-hour broadcasts, some of which may also be on some WRMI frequency daily at 03, 07, 18, and 22 UT. And just now, as I'm recording, October 2nd at 22, there's English again from Poland on 17790. Due to auroral conditions for the first time in 7 months, I was able to hear once again the ND beacon at San Juan, Puerto Rico Airport, Dorado, DDP, October 1st at 0626 on 391 kHz. It's the only carrier beacon I ever hear on long wave or medium wave. Are there any others still active? In the NASA flash sheet, Rob Wagner in Australia reports the number station from Taiwan called Xing Xing, spelled with X's, on 13974. September 23rd from 1210 till off at 1215 with numbers in Mandarin. Only one frequency operating, nothing heard on others, 14944 or 15388. And there was no reception at 11 or 11:30 on the usual frequencies, 19052, 20025, or 20095. He did confirm it via several Asian remotes. Many of us in North America and the World of Radio Group are monitoring a mystery signal September 30th on 15460. I first heard it at 1451, playing drumming and other music, and it lasted until 17 UT, apparently without any announcements. A lot of the music was jazzy, but was back on for another hour between 18 and 19 UT. The consensus seems to be, not necessarily including from me, that it was the Greenville site, Voice of America, testing, but it's not been confirmed. And it did not appear in the next days, October 1st or 2nd, of course, after the U.S. government closed down. And now about the U.S. AGM and Voice of America situation. Mike Cooper forwards an Associated Press story of September 29th. Judge suspends Trump administration's plan to eliminate hundreds of Voice of America jobs. U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth in Washington, D.C. ruled that the U.S. AGM cannot implement a reduction in force, eliminating 532 jobs for full-time government employees the next day. Those employees represent the vast majority of its remaining staff. And Lamberth wrote, "The defendant's obfuscation of this court's request for info regarding whether their RIF plans comported with a preliminary injunction has wasted precious judicial time and resources and readily support contempt proceedings." And a similar story, also via Mike Cooper and David Cole from the Washington Post. Judge blocks Carrie Lake from laying off over 500 VOA staffers. While Lake has successfully fired more than 500 contractors in her role as acting CEO of USAGM, she has had a tougher time getting rid of full-time employees. And then the New York Times, October 1st, via Cooper and Cole, VOA stops all broadcasting after government shuts down. We see in Asian DX Review there's a Save VOA t-shirt to support USAGM Employees Association. It's at custominc.com. However, they'd sold only one so far. It's just a little patch on an ordinary t-shirt saying, "Say VOA." World of Radio scheduling on WRMI. One of our broadcasts has disappeared, replaced by music without notice. Saturday at 2230 UT on 15770. WRMI-FB plugs a new program there called We Pluribus. It's UT Sundays at 0100 on 9395. Mike Ciesielka hopes to appeal to both sides, bringing everyone together. It originates at WHBC 1480 in Canton, Ohio. We listened to the September 28th edition and found it quite critical of Trump, so I doubt that it would appeal to the maggots. WMLK at the Assemblies of Yahweh in Pennsylvania has been going and coming again. It was missing as of September 29th from 17525 in the afternoons and 15150 in the mornings, but back on the air by October 2nd. Also going and coming is Radio Vanuatu. For a while it had been reliable around 06 UT on 9960, making it to North America and even to Europe, or sometimes the alternate frequency 7260. However, Ron Howard says, on October 2nd from 0520, not heard on any frequency. 2485-3945-5040-7260 or 9960 via New Zealand remotes, so he contacted the station and got this reply. I'm Price Aptenbell. Sorry for the brief on-air interruption. There was no power cut. We just had to change the frequency. This has now been completed. You can receive our signal on 5040 and 7260 until December. He doesn't give the exact times. Please note we will update the frequencies again from December through April, and so on, in line with our seasonal schedule. So Ron says October 2nd at 08:59, he found them still on 3945 via New Zealand remote.
National broadcaster, Radio Vanuatu, anyone important source from information, when we sabi influence them, or make them change normal standard, more value, no long use from language where you may use them. Radio Vanuatu, and we give him all get our important news, information long development, education more cultural service, long respond long need long all get our listener or audience long yumi, long island more rural area. Give him option, long to get a leader, more decision maker, long taking fruitful decision. More all people, more pikinini, where all you want them improve from life, long all get that. Throw long all information where you may give him out. Radio 102, radio where you serve a trust them.
See the September 23rd issue of Radio World, where Nick Langan has an article, When Weather Bends FM Signals, about tropospheric propagation. Here's something rather alarming. Mike Cooper sends a story from Newsweek, September 30th. Space weather may trigger heart attacks in women. A scientific study in Brazil over 7 years found a correlation. We find that for women, heart attacks are significantly higher during disturbed geomagnetic conditions compared to calm conditions. In the 31 to 60 age group, it's up to 3 times higher, said paper author and NP researcher Luiz Felipe Campos de Rezende. Therefore, our results suggest that women are more susceptible to geomagnetic conditions. The study is not conclusive. The intention is not to cause alarm among the population, particularly among women. There are some limitations to consider. This is an observational study conducted in a single city, using a sample size that isn't yet ideal for medical questions. We believe that these findings represent an empirical result of hypothetical significance and relevance that should not be disregarded in the scientific context. The Propagation Outlook from SWPC, issued September 29th. Geomagnetic field expected to be at unsettled to active periods on October 3rd to 6th, 11th to 13th, 19th to 22nd and 25th. ANKNC is peaking at 12 and 4 on October 3rd and 12th and 25th. 15 and 5 on October 11th and 20th. Quietest dates of 5 and 2, October 7th to 10th. 14th to 18th and 23rd and 24th. Solar flux dropping from 180 October 1st to 140 October 13th to 14th. And back up to 165 October 21st. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser here, hoping you'll hear me again next week, as I conclude World of Radio 2315 with a standard disclaimer.